From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Friday, November 3rd. Coming up, we'll learn more about how a growing number of studies suggest lower levels of nitrate could still be tied to serious health issues, despite federal standards requiring drinking water to stay below 10 parts per million. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson's office says he had positive and productive conversations in Washington, D.C. yesterday about the ongoing migrant crisis. Alex Degman reports.
Johnson met with President Biden's chief of staff and Illinois' congressional delegation just a few days after he co-signed a letter with mayors of Houston, Los Angeles, Denver, and New York City. They outlined specific needs, including an additional $5 billion to cover what the cities have already spent and what they'll need this winter. They also want more federal money put toward the backlog of work authorization requests and better coordination between border officials and their cities. A Johnson spokesperson hopes the positive and productive conversations help the city move migrants out of police stations and airports and into more suitable shelters. He says they also discussed federal help to curtail gun violence. I'm Alex Degman.
The window to register high-powered semi-automatic firearms with the state is soon closing, but many Illinois gun owners say they'll refuse to comply. Mawa Iqbal has more.
Illinois' new law banning the future sale and possession of most assault-style firearms like the AR-15 also requires those who owned the guns before the law took effect to register them with the state by the end of this year. But at a state police hearing on the matter in Springfield yesterday, Republican State Representative Brad Hallbrook said many gun owners probably won't do it.
What happens when hundreds of thousands of gun owners are non-compliant overnight and otherwise they're just otherwise totally law-abiding citizens? What is going to be their punishment for non-compliance?
Gun owners could face hefty fines if they fail to register their assault-style firearms. State police say only about 2,000 people have already done so. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is celebrating the completion of a big infrastructure project in the northern suburbs. The state spent $18 million to reconstruct and relocate a pump station at U.S. Highway 41 and Deer Path Road in Lake Forest and build two new retention ponds, which should reduce flooding in the area. Pritzker says the funds come from the Rebuild Illinois Capital Plan.
We are rebuilding every Illinois community from Cairo to Minooka to Cicero. For the first time, Illinois is modernizing all modes of transportation.
Signed into law in 2019, Rebuild Illinois invests nearly $45 billion in the state's infrastructure over 6 years. Community blood center Impact Life is introducing mixed reality technology that may help put anxious donors at ease when they give blood. Community development advocate Chad Sabin says Impact Life is using the Microsoft HoloLens 2 to play a game that focuses on growing plants.
The donor will get to then look at the sack of seeds and then plant seeds all across the room. So as they're donating, they're going to see these seeds start to grow. And then it provides a nice light distraction so that way they can feel calm and also have fun doing it at the same time.
Sabin says they plan to bring the technology to upcoming blood drives at high schools and colleges, targeting a younger donor base. Impact Life provides blood to more than 120 hospitals in Illinois and neighboring states. Still to come, we'll learn more about how a growing number of studies suggest lower levels of nitrate could still be tied to serious health issues, despite federal standards requiring drinking water to stay below 10 parts per million. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Next time on The 21st Show, it's our Friday News Roundup. We'll talk about protests across Illinois over what's happening in Israel and Gaza, the latest statewide school report card, and now that Halloween is over, people are working to keep your pumpkins out of landfills. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
This is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Water sources in agricultural areas across much of the Midwest often show high levels of nitrate. Federal standards require drinking water to stay below 10 parts per million, but a growing number of studies suggest lower levels of nitrate could still be tied to serious health issues. Side Effects Public Media's Natalie Krebs reports.
It was the middle of January in 2011 when 16-year-old Jacob Peters developed a bad cough. Doctors initially diagnosed him with an upper respiratory infection. But when Jacob didn't improve, his father, Gary Peters, says they started feeling around his son's neck.
And then they ordered a chest x-ray and found a 3-inch tumor right below his collarbone that was compressing his trachea.
Jacob, an active, healthy teen who played multiple sports, was diagnosed with an aggressive type of cancer. He passed away less than a year later while undergoing chemotherapy. The Peters family lives in Aurora, Nebraska, a small rural farming community in the central part of the state. Gary says in the years surrounding Jacob's illness, multiple kids in Aurora were diagnosed with cancer, which was strange because childhood cancer overall is really rare.
An average class size in Aurora is probably 90 to 100 kids, somewhere in there. And so when you have 7 kids at one time that have cancer, that's a pretty big deal.
Gary says it's unclear what caused all these kids to get sick, probably a number of factors. But one possibility continues to bother him. What if it's something in the water?
There is no scientific causality. There is no proof that anything in the water is causing this, but it's awfully suspicious.
About a decade ago, a team of researchers at the University of Nebraska Medical Center started looking into this possibility of a connection between water quality and pediatric cancer. They looked at rural Nebraska watersheds. They found a correlation between pediatric cancer and higher rates of nitrate from farm fertilizer, as well as an herbicide called atrazine. Eleanor Rogan is a public health researcher for the ongoing study. She says it's noteworthy the watersheds that correlated with higher cancer rates often had nitrate levels below the U.S. EPA's current safe contaminant level of 10 parts per million.
So that's what leads us to say, well, maybe this 10 isn't such a great idea. It should really be lower. And other people have found the same thing.
The nitrate standard was set decades ago to prevent blue baby syndrome. Even so, it is common for farming communities across the Midwest to have elevated levels of nitrate that still meet federal standards. Recent studies have linked nitrate with other health issues like colorectal cancer and thyroid disease. But Mary Ward, a senior investigator at the National Institutes of Health and a leading expert on nitrate, says it's still too early to make any firm conclusions.
We really need more ongoing studies to study this connection between nitrate and health, including specific cancers and adverse reproductive outcomes.
The EPA has started to look into this issue. Nitrate is scheduled for a health reassessment that could lead to a lower standard. The agency initially slated that study for 2017, but put it off. Dave Swertney is an environmental health expert at the University of Iowa. He's concerned officials aren't acting fast enough.
I will say I worry a lot. Like if in 15, 20 years, the evidence becomes more conclusive and we realize that things like nitrate do cause cancer with certainty, we're going to feel really bad about how long we've sort of had an inkling and not acted on it.
Meeting the EPA's current nitrate standard is already difficult for many communities. Reverse osmosis systems that filter nitrate from water are incredibly expensive. Experts like Don Coulter are also concerned about this aspect. He's a pediatric oncologist at the University of Nebraska Medical Center, who's involved in the ongoing nitrate study.
The problem of nitrate, whether it's at 10 parts per million or if the EPA decides to lower it to 8 parts per million or 6 parts per million, that problem is going to be sent on then to those small communities who are going to have to absorb the cost.
Coulter says that's why it's important that officials put resources behind helping rural communities and farmers to make drinking water safer. Natalie Krebs, Side Effects Public Media.
Side Effects Public Media is a health reporting collaboration of NPR member stations across the Midwest. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be partly cloudy and breezy with a high of 60 degrees, southwest wind gusting up to 35 miles per hour. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Mawa Iqbal, Michael Puente, Eric Stock, and Natalie Krebs. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a great weekend.